This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A white powdery substance was found in the mailroom of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist yesterday. Several preliminary tests done last night indicate it is ricin, a poison derived from the castor bean. Three U.S. Senate office buildings will be closed today. The U.S. Capitol will remain open, with the Senate convening this morning as scheduled. The results of further tests are expected this morning, and NPR's David Kestenbaum is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Anyone sick?
No reported illnesses yet, and the time has passed for when you would expect to see symptoms. If ricin is inhaled, you expect within a few hours there are signs of respiratory distress. Senator Bill Frist, who is also Dr. Bill Frist, he's a medical doctor, of course, said yesterday, nobody's hurt and everybody's fine. There are absolutely no injuries whatsoever. But he said it was a criminal activity and it will be investigated as such.
What tests are being done?
So there were several preliminary tests done last night, and some but not all of them were positive for ricin. So these field tests for these agents are quick, they're fast, but they're not always accurate. So sometimes, for instance, with anthrax hoax letters, and there were hundreds of anthrax hoax letters after anthrax arrived in the mail, that famous incident now. The powder sometimes tests positive for anthrax, but subsequently, when they do the gold standard test, they show that it actually isn't anthrax. So everyone's waiting to see here. There was a press conference around midnight last night on a sidewalk, and U.S. Capitol Police Chief Terrence Gaynor said, they had decontaminated some 16 people as a precaution, and they were working to get them back home last night.
Was this powder in an envelope? Was there a letter accompanying it?
We don't know any details yet. Terrence Gaynor, the police chief, said last night it wasn't clear what package or what letter it might have come from. The mailroom was on the fourth floor of the Dirksen office building, and that building, in other words, others are going to be closed today.
Ricin comes from the castor bean, whatever a castor bean is.
You were never given castor oil?
No, I wasn't. How much ricin does it take to kill someone?
The thinking is you'd have to inhale quite a bit. David Franz, who used to head the Army's biodefense lab at Fort Detrick, and Fort Detrick is where they're doing some of these subsequent tests, has said that ricin is barely toxic enough to be used as an inhalational agent. So it's barely toxic enough to be used as a weapon to be inhaled. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal back in September. David Cloud, the reporter, interviewed some Iraqi scientists, and they said they'd abandon work on ricin because it just didn't work very well in killing lab animals. They were never able to get the purity that they would need.
How difficult is it to make?
It's not that hard to get some, but you need a significant quantity to inhale it. It can be very toxic if it's injected. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that an amount about the size of the head of a pin could kill an adult if injected. There was one famous case in 1978. The Bulgarian writer Georgi Markov was murdered with ricin. A man attacked him with an umbrella, and the umbrella had a ricin pellet hidden in the tip of it.
Can ricin poisoning be treated?
There is no antidote. The CDC says it can kill within 36 to 72 hours, and basically what doctors try and do is treat the symptoms. But again, the time period has passed for when they would have expected to see illnesses, symptoms, if somebody had gotten sick.
A lot of people work on Capitol Hill. What's the reaction of Senate staff members?
I did speak with one Senate staffer last night who was pretty much in the dark and said her colleagues also didn't know much more. One of the criticisms of the anthrax case was that the staff wasn't really told what was going on immediately, and they had to get some of their information through the media. That said, the evacuation seemed to lack urgency. She said it was just, people left the building and there was no panic.
Well, they're not getting much from the media today.
There's a press conference supposed to happen sometime this morning.
Very good. NPR's David Kestenbaum.